let's think about this in Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 5. This is a New Living Translation. I just love how it's spoken here. Talking about Jesus, he was despised and rejected. A man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses that he was carrying. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. He was thinking about us. He wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about our sorrows weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Blessed be the Lord God, and blessed be his holy word.
It says in the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. God so loved you, me, and the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Since there is no remission of sins without the shedding of the blood, Jesus came to the earth for this purpose. He was so passionately wanting us with him that he was willing to die and shed his blood for us. And according to Romans 5:8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus came to the earth that he created because we, his creation, had fallen into sin. We were separated from God, and we were spiritually dead in our sin. He came to make payment for our sins. Amen. For the wages or the payment for sin is death. So Jesus went to the cross and died, paying for our sins, so that through our faith in him, we could be made righteous and receive eternal life. He arose from the grave, alive forevermore, and then he sent us his Holy Spirit to comfort, teach, and lead us into all truth, which is Jesus Christ. Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? Cause shame's done all it's stealing. Are you desperate for some healing? Let me tell you about my Jesus.
In the book of John, we understand that we love him because he first loved us. But how do we show God that we love him? In the book of John, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And in the book of Mark, Jesus said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first of the great commandments. The second is like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no greater commandment than these.
Amen. That's a good word. That's right, Naomi. There's no greater commandment than to love. That's how we overcome this world. We have in Jesus a covenant of grace. It's unmerited favor.
Amen.
It's unmerited favor with God. We didn't deserve it, this love. We didn't deserve it. We can't earn it. We can't be good enough for it. It is freely given to us who believe. It's by faith in Jesus Christ. We also in Jesus have a covenant of power. He didn't leave us powerless. He not only has taken away our sins, but he's given us power through his Spirit to live and overcome the obstacles that come our way in this world. In the book of John, we learn that for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, what a treasure it is to have his Spirit within us. Jesus overcame death in the world so that we could too. He came that we might have abundant life and be filled with his Spirit. That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. In Christ, we really come alive. We are no longer dead under the guilt and condemnation of our sins. Amen.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Me?
Yes.
Shalom.
I have a question for you.
For me. I don't have many answers, but I'm listening.
Do you want to be healed?
Who are you?
We'll get to that later. But my question remains.
Will you take me to the water? Look, I'm having a really bad day.
You've been having a bad day for a long time. So?
Sir, I have no one to help me into the water when it's stirred up. And when I do get close, the others step down in front of me. And so...
Look at me. Look at me. That's not what I asked. I'm not asking you about who's helping you, or who's not helping, or who's getting in your way. I'm asking about you.
I've tried.
For a long time, I know. And you don't want false hope again, I understand. But this pool, it has nothing for you. It means nothing. And you know it. But you're still here. Why?
I don't know.
Pool. You only need me. So, do you want to be healed? So let's go. Get up. Pick up your mat. And walk.
For you to walk, like he said. Don't forget your bed.
Why does this matter?
Because you're not coming back here.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. So we may have a question. How do we walk in this given power of the Holy Spirit within us, this grace? We walk by faith, but how do we nourish that faith? How do we grow in it? As with any relationship, our relationship with God needs nourishing. We do this by spending time in His Word, reading His Word, talking with Jesus, and telling Him how thankful we are for Him. We can tell Him how much we love Him. We can demonstrate our love for him by loving others. We actually, when we abide in Christ, he's living out our life with us. He's with us. He's promised to never leave us. And his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So we can look, when we start realizing we're weak, we can start looking, where's God's power at? Where's God's power? I know I'm weak. This is bigger than me. So where's God's power? I'm expectantly believing to see God's power working. So we are co-laborers with Christ, living out the victory he has already provided for us. And we are more than conquerors. It's all about intimacy with God. Joy is like a waterfall washing over me on a hot summer day, quenching all of my needs. And I am yours. Your peace is my serenity, a precious gift you gave to me, like the sound of a stream. Your whispering theme of love. And I am yours forevermore. I have you beside me. I want you to guide me.
Wow, is it awesome to be here in the presence of the Lord, fellowshipping. Then tomorrow comes, I'll find myself at work, and there's that challenging situation that jumps up right in front of my face. And I think, and then ding, that little thing goes off in my head. You know, what am I saying to myself when that challenge comes to me? What am I thinking? How do I get to that place that the positive keeps coming and coming and coming? Are my thoughts that way, or are they negative? You see, in the Psalms, David, a real guy just like me, just like you, he would encourage himself. And he said in Psalm 42, he said, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Put your hope in God. For I shall again praise him for the salvation of his presence in the midst of my challenge." You see, when the word of God dwells within me, within you, he'll bring that scripture right to my mind, and that little ding will replace that negative thing that I was wanting to let out. You see, that's called spiritual warfare. Philippians 4:13 has a great one. "I can do through Christ who strengthens me." And there's a lot more. You see, it's God that arms me with the strength to make my way perfect. Not me that arms me, but God that arms me. He's given me the shield of salvation. His right hand holds me up. But it's his gentleness that has made me great.
Those are great, Lee. Here's a few more that will encourage us in the Lord. "Preserve me, O Lord, for in you I put my trust." And how about the longest psalm in the Bible, 119, it says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Another one we all need to understand is Romans. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." So whatever challenges you face, whatever trials come your way, let Jesus, the Word of God, the incarnate Word of God, help you to overcome. He has promised never to leave you nor forsake you.
Heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus.
Cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus.
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 We speak the holy name of Jesus over every heart, every soul, every mind. We speak resurrection life into our lives, into the body of Christ. And we got a song to play for you here. Haven's going to join me. Haven Wilson's going to join me for a song here. She's going to play guitar with me.
The Psalms, King David gave us many examples of how he would just pour his heart out to the Lord. And I found myself on this stage this January, and this stage gives me the opportunity to pour my heart out to the Lord. And just anything and everything y'all do, just pour it out to God, and He will bless you. So some of my favorites that come from Psalms are Psalms 51:10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And Psalms 19:14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
To spoil this beautiful day or anything, huh? Come on.
It's a leper. Stay back.
Cover your mouth. Don't breathe his air.
Don't come any closer.
It's okay, John. It's okay.
Rabbi, Rabbi,
Rabbi,
you cannot.
His disease, you can't.
Please. Please. Please don't turn away from me.
I won't.
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Only if you want to, I submit to you. My sister, she was a servant at the wedding. She told me what you can do. I know you can heal me if you are willing.
I knew it.
What can I ever do?
No. Do not say anything to anyone.
You don't seek your own honor?
Please just do me this one thing.
But what do I tell people?
Go, show yourself to the priest. Let them inspect you and see that you are cleansed. Make the proper offering in the temple as Moses commanded. And go on your way. Who has an extra tunic? Just one of you. That's enough. Green is definitely your color. Oh. Not too shabby.
Amen. Well, today we have seen and we've heard that Jesus is the Word of God. Scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. God loves us and sent to us His Son. Jesus overcame the world and its temptations. And in doing so, He made a way so that we could too. He has given us His Word and His Spirit to guide us into all truth. This truth sets us free. So how do we overcome? I want to speak to you just a minute. Jesus appeared to His disciples in the upper room after His resurrection. There was one disciple missing. You know who that was? Thomas. What does he have a reputation for today? I believe the Spirit of God is saying to some of you right now, do not be a doubting Thomas. This is how we overcome, by our faith. If you're looking for nail-scarred hands, you're looking for something tangible, the spirit realm, it's by faith that we overcome. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction in our heart. That's heart. That's where God is speaking to our hearts. If you see what you see here, and it's just mental assent, it's not going to change your life. Thomas says, help thou my unbeliefs. I want you to take a moment inside and say, God, help my unbelief. Increase my faith that I can trust you and overcome this world. We overcome by partaking of his life and joining him in his covenant of grace, remembering his broken body and the blood that was shed for remission of our sins. Amen.
Amen.
Come unto Jesus, from every nation, from every land, in Isle of the sea, and so the high and lowly in station, ever he calls, come on to. By sin oppressed, he'll safely guide you unto that haven where all who trust him, where all who trust him, where all who trust in him.
Released, I can see.
that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before his throne. To this I
this moment to just say thank you for being here today. It's such an honor to have you on this great day of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And before we dismiss, we're going to do communion and we're going to have one finale song that we'll all sing together. But I want to ask you a question first. Do you know Jesus as your Savior?
Yeah.
That's what I want you to think about. And the next question to that is, does he know you? There's a passage in the Bible that they came to the Lord and said, Lord, Lord, we've done all these good things. And Jesus looks at him and said, I never knew you. Depart from me. All the religious activities was going on, but he said, I don't know you. They called him Lord. As a matter of fact, they called him Lord twice. Lord, Lord. Just to emphasize it. But Jesus says, I don't know you. What that passage means is that I mean, he knows who you are, but he doesn't know you as one of his. I want to make sure today that he knows you as one of his. And you're not too sure of that. Today's your day, best day of the year, to just give your heart to Jesus and say, I want him to know me, so I'm going to surrender my life to him. And if that's you today, I'd just like for you to stand up. I'm not going to embarrass you or anything. If you want to surrender your life to Christ today, and maybe you've been in church all your life, but he doesn't know you. If that's you, just stand to your feet. I just want to pray for you. Anybody? God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? I'll give him praise. Brother Doug, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. It's just as simple of saying, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I recognize that I don't know you and you don't know me. But I want that. that to happen today. I surrender my heart and I repent of my sin and I receive your full forgiveness right now in Jesus' name. It's the best news you'll ever hear. Would you do that? Would you do that? Would you do that? Stand up again. Stand up again. Anybody else? Was there one more? Stand up again. God bless you. You're our brothers. All four of you are our brothers now. God bless you. God bless you. There's no turning back. There's no turning back. God bless you. Was there anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, is anyone without a communion package? You do not have a communion package. We're going to do. Yep. What? Oh, y'all, none of y'all have one. Okay. We need to, brothers, we need to serve the praise team. Oh, if you do not have, we're not going to do it without you. Stand to your feet so they can just stand to your feet till they get to you. Amen. Pastor John's going to come up and help us with communion and such a wonderful time to commune with him. Amen. And to remember him. If you don't have one, remain standing. Keep your little baggies. We'll put them back in when we're finished. I want to share one thing before we do this together. You know, he said it as often we do this in remembrance of him. One thing I want you to remember, there's a lot to remember when you take communion. How many of you know there's a lot to remember about Jesus?
Right.
Yeah. One of the things that sort of came to my mind this past week is the fact that he was on the cross for 6 hours. Started at 9 o'clock, and he died at 9 o'clock in the morning, and died at 3 p.m. He's on 6 hours, but from 12 noon to 3, it was total darkness. And the Lord reminded me that that's when he was judging the sin that Jesus became. See, the Bible says that he made him to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And in that darkness, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? See, notice he didn't say my Father. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? See, God can't look upon sin, so he could not look upon his Son when he became sin, our sin. So in the midst of all of that, he was forsaken in darkness so that you and I could be accepted in light. So I want to remember that as we partake communion today. But we do it a little bit different. If you don't mind, I'd like for you to stand and just turn around and be in little groups and just tell each other your name. You don't have to shake hands or anything. Just tell each other your name. Just turn around. Y'all just take it as a family. You take it as a family. Okay. All right. Everybody know everybody now? You're going to take communion together. Instead of looking at the back of someone's head, you get to see their face. All right, Pastor John.
Good. Come on. Okay. All right, we know each other now, and when Jesus, the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and he began to bless it, and then he broke it, you know, and he told the disciples, take, eat, for this is my body. One translation says, which has been broken for you. And as we partake in remembrance of the broken body of Jesus Christ, You know, we can, if we need healing, we can believe for healing. You know, if we need encouragement, we can believe for encouragement. Because the Bible said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And when we partake of his flesh, we partake of his bread, which this is what the bread represents, is his body. And as we begin to partake, we want to just think on the broken body of Jesus Christ for just a second or two, okay? Was broken for you, okay? You may partake.
Carefully turn and peel the part off the juice carefully. Jesus said, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. So he established a new covenant for us, no longer under the old, no longer under the law, but now under grace, under a covenant of grace, as Pastor Charlie had mentioned in the presentation today. So we know that by his stripes we're healed, and we know that his blood takes care of every sin. What can wash away my sin? So, Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the shedding of his blood, for the remission of our sins. And we partake now in remembrance of you. Yes. Now you may place it back into a little baggie, and we will sing our finale of praise together. We'll have trash cans at the doors, so you can just drop them off as you leave. Thank you again so much for coming. Thank you for you four brothers, you four men accepting Christ today. And Charlie and them is going to lead us into praise song. Les, I tell you what, they have done an excellent job. Everybody that participated, the camera people, the media people, the praise team, the dance team, the youth were involved, kids were involved. They did a great job today. Give the Lord praise for them. Okay. Let me do it again.